Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shir on Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now in Masachet Baba Batra Daf Samach Chet Amud Bet at the Mishnah at the bottom of the page. Hamocheret HaSadeh. This is Mishnah Chet, and the beginning of Mishnah Tet will be included here too. Hamocheret HaSadeh. So if you sell a field, Macharet Avanim Shehem Latzorka, rocks that are needed for the field. We'll see in the Gemara immediately what that means. V'atakanim shebekerem shehem letzorko, and sticks for vineyard, which are needed for them. It's fairly obvious. V'atatvua shebechubar lekarka, and produce that's still connected to the land. V'chitzat hakanim shebechuta mibet rova. If you have a little reed patch, which is less than a bet rova in size. V'atashomira shein asu yabatit, if you have a guardhouse, which is not cemented. V'ataharuv shein umurkav, a carob tree that's not yet mature enough to be grafted. V'atbetulat hashikma, or a sycamore tree that's not yet mature enough to have been cut. The flip of that, rocks which are not for the field, sticks that are not needed for the vineyard, produce which has already been uprooted. But if you say, I'm selling you the field and everything in it, it's all sold. If you have a reed patch which is bigger than a beit rova, Volota Shomi Rashi Asuya Batit, a guardhouse that is cemented, Volota Haruva Murkav, Volota Sadana Shikma, those same trees if they are mature. Now, Maya Banim, Shein Latzorka, the Mishnah said, rocks that are needed for it. Hacha Tagimun, Bavel, we translated Avne Da Achva, rocks that are used as like paperweights on top of the produce to make sure the grains don't fly away. Ula Marner, Israel, they said, Avanim Asturot Legader, rocks that are set up as a fence. We have a variation of that. Svurot legader, it piled. Tani sturot, really, it's sturot, lined up for a fence. Now, hacha tagimu avne da achva. Here in Bavel, we say there are rocks that are put to hold down the produce. So the Remeir chachom had a machloket. When you sell a vineyard, do you sell all the needs of the vineyard? So Remeir is more inclusive in what's sold. So according to Meir, demetakan afagav de lo machtan. If they're set aside for putting on the produce, even though they're not on the produce, they're sold. The rabbanon hu demachtan. According to the rabbanon, they have to be on the produce. Liula demavanim is throughout the gader. According to Ulu, says that the purpose is for a wall. Meir demetakan afagav de lo sidron. According to Meir, if they're designated for the wall, even though they're not set up for a wall yet, they're sold. Rabbanon hu de sidron. According to rabbanon, only if they're already set up as a wall. The sticks for that are needed in a vineyard. Kanim ma'avitai, what do you use the sticks for? These are split sticks that you put underneath the vines to keep them up. So they're meir de mishafyan of gavdol mukman. According to meir, if they're already sharpened and tapered, even though they're not in place, the rabbanon the mukman or the rabbanon, it has to be actually in place for them to be sold. Even though the time has come to already harvest, the Ritva points out, not fully the time, but some of the stuff is already ready to be harvested. Nonetheless, it goes with the field because it's in the ground. There's a little bed. Even though the reeds might be thick, if it's Beit Rova, that's the shear, and it goes part of the field. You have the non-cemented guardhouse. Even though it's not set into the land. Even though these trees might be very big, if they're not yet reached the maturity that the carob is grafted or that the sycamore has been cut, then they don't go with the field. Now here's the flip. So now let's flip it. The remeir, they have to be not even ready and designated to be put onto the produce. The rabbanon de lo machtan, according to the rabbanon, they're just not on the produce. Ulula damar v'nim sturot legader, according to Ula, who said that the rocks are wall rocks, fence rocks, or meir de lo matakan, according to meir, they have to be not designated. Rabbanon de lo sidron, according to rabbanon, they're just not as a wall yet. And again, the Rameir de la Mashaf, and according to Meir, they're not tapered yet. Rabbanon de la Mukman, they're not in place. Even though the grains which have been uprooted are needed to help the field to germinate or to, for whatever reason, on the field, nonetheless, they don't go with the field, they've already been uprooted. If you have this Beit Rova area, even though the reeds might be very small, once it's a Beit Rova, it's independent. It's not just a reed patch. If you have a little spice garden, it has its own name. isn't sold to the field. Rapapa Udakarila Varda de Plonya, like they call it Plony's Rose Garden. Okay, cemented thing, even though it might be cemented into the ground, nonetheless it doesn't go with the field. Now, by Rabbi Yerolazar, we have three questions now about a house, but picking up off of what we've been talking about with Sorkot. Mabinot shel ptachim, if you have door frame, mahu, does a door frame go with the house? Now, to us, this may sound strange, but they evidently had door frames which they would build independently and then fit into the frame of the door. If it's cemented in, I have no question. The mechaber, it's part of the door. But if it's only put in with plugs, my. What's the story? The answer is teiku. What about a window frame? Mau. It's only there for beauty, and it's separate. Or if it's in the wall, it's in the wall, and that's it. Teiku. Again, no answer. If they have the frame of the bed, mahu. If it moves with the bed, then it's clear. It moves. The bed doesn't stay with the house. If it doesn't move with the bed, my. So the answer is teiku. Is it part of the house or part of the bed? How do we know that these trees are independent and are not included in the field? Etc. If you notice in the end of the story of Avram buying the field from Ephron, we have this detailed description of what he bought, and it describes the trees around. So only those things that need to be marked with a boundary are included, as opposed to these things which themselves are part of the boundary, therefore they're not included in the boundary. Parenthetically, this shows you the notion of mitzarim in the Torah, meaning the notion that there are boundaries to be put onto a contract of selling a field. Here we have an allusion to it in the Torah in the story of the sale of Marat HaMachpelah. Okay, everybody should have a wonderful day. We'll pick up in the middle of this discussion in the next podcast and go to the next Mishnah on the top of Ayin Aleph, Amud Aleph.